Graduation season is in full swing across the province, and I want to send my sincere congratulations to all graduates. With a growing province, now is an exciting time to be stepping into the next phase of life and exploring all the opportunities available to you. Whether you want to work in healthcare, education, trades, or any other field, there is a job and a great quality of life waiting for you. Our government has several programs and services for young people looking to build their careers here in Saskatchewan. In the provincial budget, a total of $112 million was invested in direct support to post-secondary students, through tax credits, grants and scholarships. For example, post-secondary graduates who live and work in Saskatchewan are eligible for up to $20,000 in tax credits through the Graduate Retention Program. You can learn more about supports for post-secondary students and graduates at www.saskatchewan.ca/studentloans. If you are interested in building a career in early childhood education, our government recently announced $12 million in new funding to provide tuition-free training. The training and professional development opportunities will be available for both current and prospective early childhood educators, and will offer both in-person and online options. These opportunities are provided through partnerships with 10 institutions across the province, and courses will begin this fall. No matter what industry you are interested in, there are great career opportunities awaiting you. Today, Saskatchewan is experiencing economic growth and building trade partnerships in Canada and globally. In fact, the total value of Saskatchewan's exports reached a record-breaking $52.6 billion in 2022, well above the previous record in 2021 of $37 billion. That growth is seen across Saskatchewan's economic sectors. In the first quarter of 2023, our agri-food exports are up 75% over the same period last year. Our province's nearly $1 billion a year uranium industry made us the world's second largest producer in 2022, ahead of previous forerunners like Namibia and Australia. This growth proves Saskatchewan continues to supply the reliable and sustainable food, fuel and fertilizer the world needs. A growing economy allows our government to invest into the programs and services that matter most to people. In response to calls for increased educational funding, an additional $40 million was announced for the 2023-24 school year. Our government also recently announced funding to establish a transcatheter mitral valve repair program at the Royal University Hospital, the first of its kind in Saskatchewan. We are moving forward on plans for infrastructure investments across the province, including new schools, hospitals, long-term care facilities, urgent care centers, and highways. While summer activities and construction season are well underway, the province continues to fight wildfires in northern Saskatchewan, and the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency, SPSA, is working hard to protect people and communities. Ground crews, heavy equipment, helicopters and air tankers are responding to the fires, and the SPSA is ensuring food and fuel is accessible to northern communities. To stay up to date on wildfire information, please visit the SPSA website at www.saskpublicsafety.ca/emergencies-and-response/wildfire-status or contact the Wildfire Inquiry Line at 1-855-559-5502. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.